This is Ruben.
Hey, Ruben. This is Sam. How you doing, man?
Hey, I just literally got out of a meeting. How about yourself?
Oh, just slowing down. You know, the rush hour is over. It's been busy. Just I'm nonstop today, so I can't. I'm by myself, so it's a little shorthanded.
Gotcha.
And I was running the whole show myself.
Gotcha. Give me a second. So.
She's a bit of a matoon. I'm out. Passed out of just a Sunday in here, so you have to short show down. Hold up, double down, catch up with us at inventory. But what's your name? I'm French. Hatman, fantastic. Okay,
hold on. Hold on 1 second. Give me a second. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So got your file. Got your file here. So I should have an answer hopefully a little later today or tomorrow. But before I start running your credit, I want to give you an idea of what I expect your loan programs to come back at, so you have an idea. All right.
Okay.
And have you, I mean, just, you know, I'm not Ari, I'm not the rep you work with, but do you have an offer for 60 grand, or is that just like a promotion, someone telling you something you get?
No, it's, the bank is, it's next door bank. I haven't.
But they've sent you documents.
Not yet. That's why I'm trying to go through that. I haven't got a chance to go back to the bank.
Okay, I mean, to give you an idea of what our 20,000, let's talk about 20, 25 grand. I'll talk about 25 grand, what your payback's going to be over a 6 and 12 month term of what I expect here, okay?
Okay.
Based on the credit, I mean, one of the challenges here is this. You're not going to get our, and I'm not trying to be rude, you're not going to get our best approval pricing because of the credit. Your credit's very thin and there's some overdrafts in the bank account which make it higher risk. But from my thought process, if you borrowed 25 grand, and I'll have some numbers for you tomorrow, but if you borrowed 25 grand, over 6 months, your payback would be around 29 grand. And if you borrowed it, say, over a year, that 25,000 would probably run you about 31,500. So, you know, the payback, the cost of that loan over 6 months is probably around 4 to 5 grand. And that loan over a year would probably be about 5 to 6,000. And I think 25,000 is the amount that's reasonable that you could qualify for.
Oh, wow. I had different numbers in mind.
Yeah, I mean, this is an unsecured loan. I, to be honest, I know we're not the only company that does this, and I think a lot of people in this industry kind of whisper in people's ears and tell them things that aren't true. I have no interest in doing that. Our loans do start at 10 cents on the dollar. I don't think you're going to qualify for those terms, so I'll have some answers for you on what I can do tomorrow. Like I said, I'm not going to run your credit all over town to try to hope and get lucky. Those are some realistic ideas that I think would be available for your business.
Okay, but I don't have anything under the business. The personal one is going to get fixed very soon, too.
Even if your personal credit was like an 800, I'd be giving you these same answers.
Oh, wow. So, okay.
Well, your bank statements are very light. So unsecured loans start at 10 cents on the dollar. So if you borrowed 25,000, 10 cents would be 27,500. So that would be the minimum payback. These loans, you have to have a reason to borrow money. Now, you're telling me, you know, hey, look, I'm borrowing inventory. I'm marking it up 100%. So there's a real opportunity where you can use this money. But a lot of customers come into us, and they just can't stomach those costs, and there's nothing wrong with that. But it's my job here to kind of tell you what some realistic ideas are on this product because this is an unsecured loan. It's not a secured loan based on equipment.
Okay, I'm just trying to wrap my head around it. Okay, let's see what you get back, and then...
Yeah, it looks like you received certain offers from Ari in the back. in the past. He emailed you a loan offer in the past for $6,500. I don't even know if your loan's going to get approved, but here's the one thing I don't want to do. I don't want to run your credit. I know credit's a sensitive topic, and I do not want to send your credit to multiple lenders because if you're not interested in it. So is that if that loan is too high, that's like a baseline price. You could borrow $25,000 in over a year. A lot of customers are paying $10,000 for that cost of money. They're borrowing $25,000 over a year. They're paying $10,000. Now, they're able to mark it up by 100% and save that money. But there's a lot of – I mean, and I see that – I don't know what your relationship with Ari is, but it looks like he emailed you multiple offers in the past, but nothing happened. So that's why I guess – so did, it looks like he did present this program to you in the past. Is that accurate or no? I'm sorry?
I'm with you. I haven't talked to Ari for a long time.
No, but I'm saying the notes say that in 2015 he emailed you the terms, but you know didn't hear back with it. So that's the whole issue. I just don't want to run your credit.
If it's going to be a soft, is it going to be soft inquiry or hard?
There's two programs that we have that are soft inquiries. So I submitted for both of them. One of them got declined. The other one I'll hear back on tomorrow. I will not submit your file to any of the hard inquiries unless you give me the okay to do so.
Okay. So let's just go ahead and do that for now.
Okay.
Hey, can you just go ahead and let me know what the answer tomorrow so I can...
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, man. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.